Yo guys, welcome back. You're now locked into another episode of the Spoken Word Podcast. Your boy CJ and
Jail.
What are you saying? Oh, first of all, guys, the disclaimer. If I sound a bit weird today, it's because I've got some. I don't even know what's wrong with my gums. Are just inflamed. So yeah, if I sound a bit weird on the mic, apologies.
The mic. Oh yeah, guys, just before we start, you know how to do. Please, it's important. Don't watch and not do it. Like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're subscribed, like. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe and like, please. Please, like, that's all we ask for. It's free.
It's free, man. It helps the algorithm. Free. Just do it, man.
It's important. It's important for us, for the show to grow. I've been getting. Oh, by the way, thanks to those that sent that WhatsApp to me. Positive messages about the show, we appreciate it, by the way.
No one wants that, me, bro.
I don't care what you
ask. See, that's what I said no one, I get no recognition for this pod, only you.
Oh yeah, man, because I'm
is it because you're the number one star of this podcast? Should I just come off this pod? You do on your ones.
Nah, man, it makes the show, man. It makes the show. We need.
Have you been getting any love recently?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of the people.
No, like in person, I mean, like on
not famous.
Not famous like that, but I'm saying you always get recognized on the street. You get recognized. You could be in a different country and you get recognized.
Yeah.
You just got that look.
I've got recognized at work a few times now.
Yeah. But you know, you be in like some next area, some unfamiliar area that you've never been, and you'll probably just see someone. Someone walked, "Oh, yo, Jake, what are you saying?"
Yeah.
You just got that face.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah.
Nah, me neither.
But I swear you got that face up.
Nah, not like you. Not like you. Not like even if we speak. Our friend Judah would agree as well.
Yeah.
But are you been?
He gets recognized.
Yeah. But how you been though, man? I ain't. We obviously there wasn't a podcast last week.
Yeah.
Reason being, I was away.
How was that?
That was good, man. It was great. It was needed. It was one of them things you didn't realize it's actually needed, man. Like I was in.
How long you go for? 4 days.
5 days. 5 days. I wasn't. I mean, kind of technically, I was out of the country again. I was in Wales, but I wasn't outside the UK.
You was outside the country.
But I wasn't outside the UK, yeah. So I was in Wales, got family out there. And yeah, man, it was good, man. Just time to unwind, sit back, chill, relax. London can be a bit too fast-paced sometimes for me. That is, bro. Like, it's like...
What's it? What you want in a
Seriating? It's like, yeah, exactly, bro. It's like the Premier League, man. It's like, you know, Prime Kante, like 2016 or something. Just on your clock 24/7.
I'm done. I haven't had the legs since 2016. I was like 18 years old. I think I went to Bournemouth.
Yeah. Well, like, I wouldn't settle there or anything like that. It's a bit too slow pace for me, but no, I had a wonderful time. Wales.
Oh, you wouldn't settle in Wales?
I wouldn't settle down there, no. Even though my hatred for this place runs deep,
yeah.
I wouldn't go there. Too laid back.
I was about to say, you couldn't be talking about Bournemouth for me because that's got the perfect
blend. Yeah. But now, when I was out there, man, I really understood the importance of family. Not trying to go deep and sentimental and all that, yeah. But no, it's true though. But you just with family and you're like, raw. Like, I ain't seen these I saw my uncle last year briefly for like a day.
Yeah.
Came down for like a day. But before that, properly was in. So like at a funeral, innit? So you know when them ones like, oh, you know when you're at a funeral with your family members, like, oh, we should all get together and see each other sometimes and all that, because you always meet up on some negative circumstance, innit? So yeah, no, it was actually really good seeing all my cousins and all that, man. But all that age and they grow up so quickly as well, man. Like one of them's like 15 and he's like literally almost the same height as me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I mean I'm not even that tall anyway, but still. But yeah, man, no, and even the week before that.
Is he heavyweight?
Nah, what's it with your obsession with heavyweights, bro? It's a 15-year-old skinny you. A week before that, I went to see other family on my dad's side as well, and that was great, man. Honestly, man, if you got somewhat of a functional family, spend time with them.
My dad's side of the family have now got this group chat, man. The list is growing, you know, of family members now. Just it's active, man.
It's active,
and I was like, before I was thinking, oh, I'm not trying to get dragged into this group chat. This only started like a few months ago.
Yeah,
I want to say the group chat was, yeah, I think it's like what, two months old or something. 2 months, 3 months old. And like, it's actually popping. We're linking up. Everyone wants to do motives now. Everyone wants to link up and do these things. So yeah, it's popping, man. Yeah. So
we've been having a family group chat. We've had it for time, but it's one of them ones where everyone just gets so wrapped up in their own lives and all that. Where no one's ever, like, for example, most people will be free on the weekend on my family and on my dad's side, but my dad works weekends, innit?
So we can't
link up. And remember the last time I told you it was about to let the whole madness, innit?
Yeah.
My dad went to go bowling, he was getting frustrated, bro. But you know what? The motive ended up actually being sick. We went to my cousin's house and we just chilled, talked, had a barbecue, even though like that day started pissing down the rain.
Yeah.
But it was proper it was a proper sick time. So yeah, man. Guys, I know family can be hard sometimes and all that.
Do you think families bond over food?
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah. Of course. especially in certain cultures.
Yeah,
definitely. In British culture, probably more over a pint of Guinness or something.
That's dead, man.
And a pint of, you know, Stella Artois, or get the Fosters out and all that. But yeah, man. If your family ain't no crackheads or nothing, want no nonsense or touching you, you know, because we all know an uncle that was a bit dodgy, innit, yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean,
I wasn't fiddled or nothing. I'm not saying that.
I don't know.
You always got that one dodgy uncle, innit, fam?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about no dodgy uncle?
I'll be honest. Yeah, okay, I'll be honest.
Maybe it's just
I've heard stories of other people, but not my family.
Yeah, I wasn't fiddled with, by the way. But I'm just saying, as long as you ain't got no funny ones like that.
Something like Archie Mitchell or anything like that.
Who?
Archie Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And spend time with them, spend quality time. But yeah, I just wanted to get that message across.
We signed up to a new subscription.
Oh, another subscription.
You want to talk about that. Obviously, the season's.
I can't keep up.
The season started. Obviously, my team, Arsenal, won, so it's been a good Saturday so far. And I just signed up. Subscription, bro. How much subscriptions are you? I'm like, bro. There's Netflix. There's Amazon Prime.
Do you wanna go through all the?
Yeah, let's go through.
Let's roll off all the ones.
All the list.
I'll roll through all ones. So you got obviously Netflix, Amazon Prime,
right?
Disney Plus.
Yes.
Let me just get my phone out to make it easier. Now TV.
Yeah. What is it now? That's where Now TV. Do you pay for that?
Yeah, I pay for that. Now TV, Apple TV, Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus,
Lionsgate.
Paramount Plus, Lionsgate Plus, obviously BT, which is now TNT Sports, but on Discovery.
The Zone.
That's free. What else is there? There's loads though. You got The Zone, you got even on Amazon Prime. When you go on, you know, you got the other channel subscriptions you can go on as well and all that. Bro, how could you keep up?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just... And I don't pay for... The only ones I actually pay for is... I know you can access YouTube for free, but I've got YouTube Premium, but that's included in my my phone deal. So I don't actually pay anything for it, yeah? And I pay for Prime. That's the only thing I pay for. I pay for Prime and I pay for Now TV. But I only pay for the entertainment package, and I've got like a really good deal on it because I'm a big fan of you know, HBO, like America, the channel HBO.
I've heard of it. I don't.
I'm a big fan of like HBO shows, like all the old ones, like The Wire, Sopranos, Entourage, and all that. So like, I just watched like
The Wire is British though.
No, it's American. The Wire.
The Wire.
The Wire. Yeah, it's based in. Based in Baltimore. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mixed it up with something.
Something else.
No, do you know what it is? Because Idris Elba knows he's a British actor.
I mixed it up. Like Euphoria, up. HBO. Honestly, if you're a big lover of TV series or box sets, HBO produced the best television because they got the best writers. Yeah. I mentioned YouTube. Spotify as well. Obviously, you've got the music server. You've got Spotify.
Do you know what? You know, the thing is with some of these platforms, though, they got multiple variants, like COVID variants, man.
Yeah.
Others are like, plus, airs, and I'm like, just milking. And the thing is, even in terms of like films or like TV series, with spin offs now, you can't even get it on like the main series. Like, for example, with Power, you can't the main series you'll find on Netflix, but if you want us to spin off books, you can't get it on Netflix. You've got to go to pay for like Lionsgate. And you know the worst thing about the subscriptions is you only bought it for that, to see that one particular thing.
Yeah,
not for anything else. So that's what's kind of annoying about it.
Yeah, more time. Yeah.
So you're paying almost like probably £1,000 a year on all these different subscriptions.
Well, just on sports alone, just like, I won't go too deep into the actual sports, but even because I mentioned a few episodes ago, you add up the Sky Sports Discovery Plus now, where it was called Prime and all that. You're paying, it's basically essentially a season ticket each year. You're paying almost probably like £1,000 each year. Your season ticket holder.
I actually want to go to a game this season.
We've been invited to a game, but it's just a champ. Like, what team are they in? What league are they in? The championship. So that's just off sports alone. But if you were to pay for all these, you deep it, yeah? How much money is going out? And you wonder why people get like the funny boxes and the dodgy boxes and all that, yeah?
You see the stick, is that dodgy?
What do you mean? The stick itself is an Amazon stick, innit? You've never had one, bro? People just jailbreak the stick and then can access like movies and just sports and all that. I've got that as well, so I access all the film like... I used to, and then it stopped working. The reason I'd stop you, because every time I just stopped working, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah.
Even you got more subscriptions. Everything's subscription based, right?
Everything's plus.
Fans, Fansly.
Yeah. So much for a cost of living crisis, isn't it? Fansly. I don't know how people do it. I was watching end of last season. I was watching Premier League game. I think it was West Ham, and obviously it was like packed out, innit? And my granddad was like, I thought it was a cost of living crisis. I was like, what do you mean? So look at the stadium.
People have to like just prioritize what they're doing.
But people, you realize that, well, I've noticed, isn't it? People do have money, man.
Yeah, well.
Like, people are shrugging out there as well, you know, but like, I remember even last year when I went to get my new phone and it was sold out. Mm. I was like, whoa, inflation, cost of living, sold out. The new car, it's hard to get. So do we exaggerate? Are people just bad with their money? Do they mismanage their money?
Both. There's a combination of both. Things are getting harder.
Your money is not your money, part two.
Things are getting harder, but people do pick and choose when they have money a lot of the time, but nonetheless, things are getting a lot harder. Let's move on from that. What's been going on this week, there's something you, I wanted to talk about.
You wanted to mention what the whole Lizzo situation, one of them, yeah, where I think it was just before I went away and I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw the headline. I saw Lizzo forces something with her member of her team to eat a banana from a woman's sex worker or something. Yeah, you know, it's one of those you read the title, you just like, did I read this properly? Because I was really thinking, my mind was like about going away. Yeah, I just didn't really pay attention to it. But apparently, she's in like lawsuit trouble now and all that.
Yeah, but because apparently the case is. So obviously we're covering this a bit late to be honest. We're going to cover it. I wanted to talk about it last week when it kind of was really on the surface, but we'll briefly talk. Apparently on a spate of 3 years, apparently these allegations was between a 3 year span. My thing about it though is, I just think like the problem we have, I feel like in this society is we idolize too much.
Yeah,
and this is why you get problems like this. Now, I'm not saying for sure if it's true or not. It's an allegation, but let's go with it's true for the sake of talking.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm being real though, I look at some of these the women that were grown women, by the way. Why are you gonna go and do that? Because she says, because how badly do you need that part?
Yeah,
how badly do you need that part that you're going to like just kind of like compromise your like morals for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm not trying to deflect, but let's say if it's true, if that is true, it's disgusting what she done.
Yeah.
And it's quite sickening.
Yeah.
To do that, a boost of power and do that. But at the same time, you should be able to be strong enough to say no and walk out the door. because if she said to you, if she said, "Oh, jump off a cliff," were you gonna go and do it? Because it's Lizzo.
But some people will because this is the thing. It's Lizzo. She's someone who gets a lot of love from the public as well, or a certain section of the public, because obviously the whole body positivity movement stuff like. Because the whole thing last year with American comedian Avery Spears came out and said she looked like the shit emoji. And she looked like a plate of mashed potatoes.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, yeah. So he got a massive backlash for that. And then
who's that? Kevin Gates?
No, Avery Spears.
Oh,
Kevin Gates, but no. Avery Spears is a comedian. He's very underrated comedian. But yeah, he got a lot of backlash for that. And then funny enough, a few weeks later, him and Tiffany Haddish had something came with an old skit they done together where it's some alleged, I don't know, some stuff. He's going through a case right now, isn't it? Mm. But yeah, no, I thought that was just funny how that came up, that surfaced, isn't it? Where everyone's seen that video before, or most people. But yeah, like I said, she gets a lot of love from certain particular people in the public, eye and all that. I'm not surprised. A lot of these celebrities are up the arse and quite narcissistic, I'd say.
Some of the things you got to remember.
Especially like singers, I would say. Especially singers and probably you could say actors as well. But have you seen? You haven't seen The Idol, have you? With The Weeknd?
No.
It's shit. Yeah, it's crap. And I mean, not. I just said HBO produces like the best television. Yeah, this is like the worst bit of work they've put out. Yeah, it's basically based on like a singer. She's on. No, I don't think she's on a come up. I think she's been around, but she's dropping a new album. But it just sees her behind the scenes and her team and all that and what they do. It's just really effed up, man. Mm. I genuinely think that's how the music industry is, man. Like they're not even just the female celebrities, but even the males, man. They're divas.
Yeah, but it's like they're the worst. Yeah, you know, I think we as a society we need to stop worshiping these people because a lot of these people are not good people.
No,
at the end of the day, they're not good people. At the end of the day. And it's kind of like, you're just...
When you say worship, would you say like... Because this is my personal opinion, yeah? So, like, I love music, yeah?
Yeah,
I love. Okay, I love, like... I listen to most genres of music, but obviously I'm a massive hip-hop fan. Happy birthday to hip-hop, by the way. Just celebrated 50 years. Yeah. Not this episode, but another episode. I want to do a dive deep on that, potentially bring on some guests in it, yeah? Because obviously that... Hip hop is a very close subject to me. God, I actually forgot my point. What was I actually saying?
Well, I was about worship.
Yeah, no, yeah, celebrity worship, yeah. You know, each year you got like Wireless or you got Glastonbury or whatever. Yeah. I'm someone who's, I love music, yeah, but I don't love the artists necessarily. I love the art they do, the work. I love the art, but not necessarily the artist.
Have you been to a concert before?
Have you ever went to see an artist perform somewhere? No, I've never been.
Never. So you never seen an artist perform in the flesh before?
We've seen Chasing Status, isn't it? Not that we went out away. We were just in a hotel and they were performing.
Oh yeah, where was that? So abroad.
That was abroad, isn't it? Yeah. That was in Mallorca. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've seen. Obviously, we know when you go, like, you've got the event in...
Yeah.
So I've seen, like, artists perform, probably not mainstream artists and all that, yeah? Apart from Chasing Status, which I didn't go out my way for. But I'm someone's like, I don't care enough or idolise you to that point where I'll be standing in a flipping mosh pit or something with my phone with a flash on and just be like...
No, but that's different. That's just fine. But I'm talking about in terms of, like, worshipping. What I'm saying is
that, like, a form of worship, though?
No.
Because if you're contributing to them, like money-wise...
No, you could say that almost anything, then.
Yeah.
You could say that almost anything, though. I mean, worship is worship in the sense that your mind's consumed to the point where you lose all form of sense.
Yeah.
Like, I remember a few years back, I don't know if you've seen it, there was this video I saw, it was disgusting. It was Justin Bieber, and there was literally girls, he was on some balcony and he was spitting on them.
Oh yeah, I remember.
You seen that?
Yeah,
that was, and a girl, and they were like, and it's like they were happy to receive his spit. That's disgusting. That's disgusting,
bro. Like,
no. But you said that's disgusting.
I know.
And it's like, that's I'm like, that's disgusting. That's nasty. And like, oh, you wouldn't let anybody. You would not in in a million, not in a million years, would you let any other person, would not that you should, do something like that to you? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why would you let someone do that? So what I'm trying to say with this back to Lizzo, if that is true, but again, it's an allegation, these are the kind of, I think with, especially with these, some of these performers, there are such a, there's such a time where people are prepared to let people do mad things to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, they will, in a moment, they'll do it, and then they question it later.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why did you allow this to happen?
Yeah. I mean, you had parents giving their kids to, I wouldn't say giving their kids, but you know, like, there'll be Michael Jackson's company on in Neverland, just him and the kids in their bed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not, obviously, he was proven innocent in a court of law back in the day. But what if that was anyone else, any other Tom, Dick, and Harry, you ain't doing that. Even certain family members, you ain't doing that.
Yeah, you'd be wondering, well, why am I...
So why? Because it's the king of pop, Michael Jackson. It's like, it's that stardom, innit? That stardom effect.
Yeah.
Because it's where it's like, people like Michael Jackson, same with Elvis Presley, it's like, I didn't finish it, I watched some of the Elvis film last year, innit? And this was before he even became Elvis. He just performed, and girls were literally fainting. But this was before he became Elvis. Because the way he came out, because of his whole hip movements and all that, they didn't see none of that before. Because Elvis came on some next thing, innit? But it was like the whole, you know, you could say like he stole from black culture and all that. But yeah, he came with the man's hips were moving mad and all. The girls were literally fainting. And he wasn't even Elvis yet. So there's something in certain people, especially probably more women, where it's like something they can't control. Like, and
do you think without offending one, let's be real, do you think it's a certain like demographic that is more prone to either worshipping like between like man or female? Do you think?
Yeah, women. Yeah, of course.
In terms of when it comes to the status thing.
I say women, yeah, but like it's okay, cool. I'm influenced by certain.
But that's different, though. Yeah, I'm saying if the conversation I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to get at is though, is people you can have inspirations.
Yeah,
and you can. I think you can have an idol or someone to look up to. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. To an extent, I'm talking about in terms where. You're prepared to like even like the cases with like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
As much as he was like he's a wrong'un, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what he was doing, but he's abuse of power. But what I'm saying is there's some of them that said no, I'm not doing that to get the part. Mm. Huh?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is it's a case of I think we need to start like thinking a bit more about what we're doing in terms of like. What are you prepared to do for these people? For these people, like, why do you feel the need? It's a dangerous psychology. And then you see, it's more often that you see. It's very common that celebrities are in some nasty scandals, man.
Yeah,
celebrities are in a nasty scandal.
I think no one in life. Everyone's got some scans in their closet. Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not saying no. Well, I'm not saying it's perfect, but I'm saying is like you just deep it. To spit on someone is one of the most despicable things someone could do to somebody.
Yeah.
Right, and you have girls literally going to the balcony, and literally
to catch spit
from Justin Bieber's mouth.
Yeah.
All kinds of germs and everything, and they're happy about that to say that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Something a bit messed up right about that. Do you not think?
Yeah, of course it's that's
so.
It's crazy, wild.
You got people doing all kinds of like mad things, and then allowing them to do it.
Yeah.
Sense goes out the window.
But you know what they say: never meet your
idols to be disappointed. Yeah,
idols, isn't it? That's why I don't want to meet my idols. I don't want to meet people that I looked up to when I was younger, or like, you know what I'm saying? Because they've had have like a bad interaction with them.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just change your whole perspective on them for life. You're like, right, man. I had posters of you on my wall. And now, but I might, you know, go back towards about the whole, if I seen an artist perform, I probably might, because 50 Cent's performing at the end of the year. I love 50 Cent, so yeah. I might go see him.
Oh yeah, he's 20 years at anniversary of the album, innit?
Yeah, Get Rich or Die Trying. Yeah,
he still sell out the tickets for those.
Classic album, classic, yeah. classic.
And they say that he put Ja Rule out of the game.
He murdered Ja Rule.
But I can't remember.
Ja Rule committed suicide, bro. Going at 50.
Hold on. I can't remember. How did this? Because Ja Rule was the guy around 2001 times and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like, I like so much his music, yeah. But then I was hearing like, 50 Cent put him out the game. How did that even work? Do you know what happened?
So you want some some hip hop stories?
Yeah. I can't remember how.
So obviously Ja Rule came out before, well, made it mainstream before 50 Cent, obviously.
Hip-hop?
Yeah, in the hip-hop scene, rap scene, yeah. And I think it goes back to some street relationship. Basically, from stories I've heard, that one of 50's guys robbed Ja Rule in a club or something, innit? No, not in a club. He robbed him on road or something with his chain in it, yeah?
Oh, is it?
And I think one time Ja Rule was in a club and 50 was there with the guy that robbed him, innit? So Ja Rule looked him in the wrong way. Yeah,
Ja Rule looked at 50 in the wrong
way. Yeah, because like, you're chimming the guy that
robbed me.
Yeah, robbed him, innit? So I think that's how that started, innit? But 50 was actually supposed to blow a few years before he actually came out with Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah.
He had that that song How to Rob an Industry Cat. So he was going at all the mainstream rappers, Diddy, Big Pun when he was alive at the time, and how he was gonna rob them and all that shit. Like if you heard that song, that wicked song and all that.
So 50 was really Kanan before Kanan.
So yeah. So no, 50, you know, 50 was actually that guy.
Kanan.
Like yeah, he was actually like what's his name? I think it was Boo Boo in the Streets or something like that. Ooh. He was really that guy. Like that's why people give a lot of street credit to 50, because he probably is the most realist, like, gangster rapper, I would say. Because you know a lot of these rappers are just fake, innit? Yeah. But he was really actually about that stuff in it, back in the day, yeah. I used to care about that shit when I was younger. Now I don't give a shit. But yeah, that's how it started. And then, obviously, that was more street-related shit. And then it went on Wax. Was it Dream Team? Who was that? Some infamous New York gang, I think it was Dream Team or something. They were fucking with Ja Rule and all that, and it wasn't. I think it was trying to extort 50 or something. 50 wasn't having it, and that's obviously Murder Inc. And then 50 Cent's guys. I can't remember because it was so long ago, and so I haven't updated myself with all the like intricacies and all that. But that's how it started. So then mainstream. So Ja Rule was big, and then 50 came, and then he just murdered him.
But then you know what? I've always wanted Ja Rule to really come back as well.
Yeah,
I feel like, cause he's sound of music, right?
Mm.
Like you can tell it's from like really early 2000s, like beginning of the 2000s. He's like music, and he's been big. He's collaborated with big people. He's collaborated with Ashanti, big star in the music industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a big name. He's collaborated with multiple people. So it wasn't like with Ja Rule. It wasn't like he had like one particular song.
Yeah.
Joe Damas had one song, Die Off.
Yeah.
He had like a whole album. He had like multiple songs.
Yeah.
Always on Time.
Supreme Team. I've got to correct myself. Yeah. Supreme Team, not Dream Team.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many teams. Yeah, Supreme Team.
He had Always on Time with Ashanti. He had, my mind's gone black. Murder Rain? That is that.
Who?
Ja Rule.
Driver what?
Yeah, he had multiple singles.
He had hits. He had hit records from like the late 90s up until like the early. I probably died off around on the 04, 03, 04. He had a lot of hits and all that.
Yeah,
he just wasn't. It just wasn't sustainable. I didn't think. The thing was with Ja Rule, the reason why he didn't sustain in the game for a certain period of time is because I think he had
been jail.
No, not even that. I think he was just trying to be, you know, the whole trying to be Tupac at one point. And then he was trying to be, I know it's Tupac, yeah, but I'm British, so we say Tupac over here, yeah. And then the whole trying to be Machiavelli, and then trying to be DMX and all that. Like, I think he was just trying to be certain characters, and it just wasn't believable. That's what happened, I think.
Do you think he could come back?
Nah.
Do you think if... Because he's one artist.
Because he's one, where he hasn't had a hit record since back then. Where someone like Nas, yeah, who killed it in the 90s, went cold in the after Ether and all that. But he's had a resurgence.
Yeah.
His last three albums were cold.
No, but with because I was always thinking, there's one music artist you can feel like you wouldn't want to come back. Yeah, it was always Ja Rule. I'm like, man.
Yeah, you love Ja Rule. I was never a massive fan of Ja Rule.
No. But I've always wanted him to come back, and I was like, this guy had songs. I got Beverly songs on my music player. I was thinking, why have you not come back?
Yeah.
There's no reason. Surely there's not a reason why you can't come back. I think though, because his sound is very unique as well.
Yeah,
his voice is very distinctive.
Got that very robust,
that voice, yeah. And you can tell it's like so early 2000s.
Do you know why I never?
But what I'm saying is, I feel like if he was to come back hypothetically, and he's one of the artists that always will feel, I want to see you come back. I think his sound would have to change a bit now.
Yeah.
For the time,
yeah, of course.
But I still feel like people. I feel like people would be intrigued to see. Raw, we've not seen you around properly for 18 to 20 years. Yeah. So, what do you sound like now?
Yeah.
And I feel like people would pay attention.
I think he's only become on the headlines recently because the whole, do you remember that thing that I tried to do that party on that island, that private island, and he was a part of it, and it was a big scandal. That's the only time I've only seen him in the headlines. Like, he's gone, what year probably? He was really young, probably like 2001, 2002, because he was in Fast and Furious as well, the first one.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was that rapper.
Yeah.
He just had a massive, like 50, literally, I won't even say 50, I think he just committed to it. When you come against 50, you're not going to win. I think that's the reason why I never fucked with him as well. It's because everyone 50 went out, I didn't like them, innit?
Like
Fat Joe.
You like Fat Joe?
Yeah. When I was younger, I didn't like Fat Joe. No, I didn't like Fat Joe because him and 50 were beefing and all that, yeah. Cameron at one point. I like Dipset, but I think.
Do you remember when 50 got shot 9 times? Yeah, was that related to any of the beef?
That wasn't Ja Rule beef. That was
no, I know it wasn't. But
that was Supreme Team beef, apparently. Yeah,
9 times.
Yeah.
That is really his character and power, man.
He's that guy. 50's the man.
But who's another artist I wanted to come back as well? Always wanted to was he had that one song, to be fair, was like proper, like was like Joe Budden, like pumping
pump.
That's 20 years old now, isn't it? And I was like, these artists, like,
no, do you know that artist? He is the
who's an artist that you that want one, to come, no, that, see come back?
Like, not that we really want to see want to come back here, but he's a proper one hit wonder. What's that song called? Oh, I got a fake ID though. That one. What's his name? Jaquan or something? You know what I'm talking about. Can I play music on here? Or will I get copyrighted? But I know this song. It's because I'm recording. I just forgot the song. Tipsy. That's it. Jaquan, yeah. You know Tipsy, man. We might get copyrighted.
Only on 72 subscribers.
That one.
Yeah.
Let me because I don't know. They probably might get copyright. We might get a strike, bro. I'm new to the YouTube game in it. So yeah, that he had that one hit and then he just disappeared after that. So yeah, I'm not saying I would like to see him come back, but yeah, that was good. No, do you know what I liked as well of more recent times? Why am I so bad with names? Oh, he was actually sick, man. He was actually sick. He was better than Young Thug, I think, at one point. Rich Homie Quan, he was good. And
do you remember who is it? Marquez Houston.
Ace Hood. I woke up in a new Bugatti. Yeah. Like they got a few songs.
Do you remember Marquez Houston?
Who?
Marquez Houston.
Yeah, rings bells.
Up in the club.
Up in the club. There's two diff. There's a couple of.
I don't want to risk it again.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works with copyright, but yeah. Yeah, man. I'm just thinking these. Because you know how some of these like pop groups, right? Even in like the UK, and they just pop up after like 20 years with a new single. Because N-Dubs is coming back with a fourth album now.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? I wanted to.
Do you know what? Yeah. Mm. I was literally good. Funny that you mentioned this. I was thinking this the other day. I was like, did I miss something when I was younger? I just was like, why does N-Dubs get so much love today? Like, well, I'm not saying that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But I just feel like they've got a very strong like core like audience. Like some like they be trending on Twitter sometimes, like N-Dubs, Talisa, Dappy. Like, and I'm like, sometimes you think that they were the fucking Beatles or something.
Do you know what? I think it was one of them songs where
But then I have to go back and reminisce on that. Do you know what? They actually did have some hits.
They had some hits.
Like very like year six, year seven.
What was that song? No, it wasn't. I think it's a solo act. I think I've been looking over Facebook. I find you.
Stick to the podcast. No, stick to the podcast. Right.
What was that, baby? What was that song again?
I mean, they got the obviously like the main like one with Tinchy Strider.
Yeah,
Number one.
That's number one. That's called number one. They have that sound that people.
Yeah,
because they were at a concert recently.
Yeah, they do have a very unique sound. Yeah.
So I feel like when you have that, I think like if you got that unique sound right, and you take so much time out of the game. There's a place for you to come back if no one else is really on that same sound as you. But if you got a sound similar to someone else, you kind of need to still be in the mix. Yeah. You kind of still need to be in the mix and establish that thing. Because a lot of it is this. For me, I think with the Ja Rule thing, for me, it's a lot of it is you also have that nostalgic element as well that seeps into people's head.
Yeah.
That for them to want to mess with you again if you wanted to come back.
Yeah.
But man. So like the music is
I feel like Joe with him because he came out the gate on fire.
Yeah,
he didn't have the ammunition. There was no ammunition left. Where you could even argue the same point with 50, where he came out of Get Rich or Die Tryin'. Well, before that he was killing it with the mixtapes. Came out of Get Rich or Die Tryin', then the massacre, and then he went up against Kanye West with Curtis and Graduation, flopped it in the scope on the whole thing. Kanye vs 50. Kanye won the sales battle. He went kind of cold after that, but he still sustained a respectable career, even outside of rap.
But that's the thing.
Ja Rule is like, he's not in TV, he's not in film.
That's what I'm saying. What's he doing these days?
Like, he's got his own businesses and all that, but he's not in the public eye like that.
Yeah. So do you think with the other ones though, what it is like if they're like successful, but in like look at Will Smith. I think people forget he's actually a rapper.
Yeah,
because he's such an actor, he's a big actor, he's a well-known actor as well.
Yeah,
I feel like he can pick up the music again.
Nah, not after Jay, not after him and Jay. Nah, he's got no
after who?
Jada Pinkett.
No, but prior, if the Jada thing didn't happen, though,
bro, no one respected Will Smith when he was a rapper. I'm not saying that he wasn't a great rapper. I'm not saying that he was a dead rapper or whatever. But no one respected him anyway, like that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, before...
Your like, he was too clean.
Oh, yeah, because he barely, like...
He don't swear, yeah.
No, but you don't have to... Do you know what? I don't think you actually have to swear to be a hard rapper, though.
No, you don't. I'm not saying you do. You don't.
Because, you know, rapping, what originally is form, it's just like it's like a form of poetry. It wasn't about swearing and all that.
Yeah, some...
When it first got...
Some spoken word poetry.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. No, I'm not saying.
But if you look at the definition of rap, it wasn't about like
swearing. Will Smith was obviously him and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Yeah, they were decent, you know, good duo. Summertime.
What's the song Switch.
Yeah, Switch. And then the one few years later, I love the Men in Black song.
Yeah,
I love that sample in it. Yeah, but yeah, like. I think he released an album in the mid-noughties and all that, but yeah, no one really, like, he was an established actor at that point, innit?
Yeah.
But to me, if you're talking about the greatest rapper, actor, it's Tupac Shakur, man.
Tupac.
Tupac Shakur, man. If you would, do you know what we are talking about here? This is like pretty much hip hop.
I know.
If that man was still alive today, I mean, to some people, he is. Yeah,
he'd only be 51 today. You know,
he'd be But if he was still alive today, he'd be the greatest black actor.
But do you deep it though? He would only be 51 this year.
Yeah, I know.
And it's
only 25 when he died.
Probably my age, bro.
I was thinking the other day. I was like, raw. I'm literally like. I've done fuck all, man.
Nah, it's true, but I'm like, I keep forgetting he's only 25 because the amount of experiences that he's been through. You see the way he talks in the interview. You'd think that he was like late 30s when he died or something.
That man was so far ahead of his time, man.
Like 25, bro. I
can make just one podcast on just talking about that guy for three, four-hour episode. Yeah, honestly, man, that guy was unbelievably talented, man. And the thing is, people don't know he's actually he's an actor first and he's a rapper.
Yeah.
An actor by trade. Went to perform art school with Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, so that's how you met.
Yeah, man. No, rest in peace, man. Yeah. We lost. Obviously, it was before my time, but we lost a great one. And Biggie as well, man.
Biggie as well.
Great. Naturally, just
Biggie was
blessed on the
24
mic.
24, didn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's so mad.
But you see that they The investigation, though, they're just trying to reopen the investigation.
For
Tupac.
Tupac. Oh, but they've been trying to do that for like
Keithy D, man. Like, there's a body get obviously it broke, on mainstream media. Like, even like BBC was talking about it. And I was thinking, like, what are they distracting from us now? So Keithy D is Keithy D was one of the guys that was in a car and he got shot in it.
Yeah.
And the story is that Orlando Anderson is the one that murdered Tupac Shakur, and he was the nephew of Keithy D.
I swear at one point they tried to say Suge Knight.
Yeah, I never really bought that because he's right next to him when that happened.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah.
But so basically, yes, he's a Crip member. So 30 years on, they've raided his house. He had bullets there, and they're trying to see if the bullets match the ones from back in 1996.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why would he have, that makes no sense. Yeah, man, that, we will never know what, but I don't think the truth will ever. I mean, it might, but yeah, I think other entities were involved in it, yeah. We can get into conspiracies another time. But then Big died, 6 months later?
Died in March 97, wasn't it?
Yeah, died 6 months later in LA, outside of Jordan Peterson Museum. Similar drive-by sad.
That's how you know it's probably like, coordinated.
Yeah.
And it's the same type of way that they both got killed as well.
Yeah.
But I've seen so many documentaries with like the case of the Tupac and then how like the club, because wasn't he like rounds like the night before he was around like Mike Tyson?
No, you got
the night of Mike Tyson.
It was after the Tyson fight, yeah.
Yeah, and then
on the strip.
And then that happened and the madness happened.
But it was funny, they both got murdered, whereas like he got murdered on the strip, LA strip. Loads of other celebrities saw him before.
Yeah.
Biggie as well. Bare celebrities were at that party. It's just crazy, man. Now, rest in peace to all the ones that passed, man. Nipsey Hussle, Pop Smoke. There's loads, man.
Pop Smoke didn't really get to engross himself, did he, before he died?
Nah. He's another one. Came out the gate.
He just kind of got to touch the surface and then do good songs, and then he got...
Yeah. He already had mixtapes. I didn't even drop his album.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the mixtapes are cold, though. Meet the Woo.
Meet the Woo,
1 and 2.
You got deals as well, innit?
Yeah. 20, what was he, 20 years old?
See, that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what rapper didn't die from violence. Big Pun, heart attack.
Okay, that's
heart attack. Big O got murdered. Was it Pimp C? I think Cody and overdose, something like that. Yeah. No, man. Yeah. No. Do you know what? I want to go into, but I know like I could talk about hip hop for hours and
time in it.
And album. I know you're not massive on albums, innit?
But I'm not. Do you know what it is for me? I know a lot of singles than albums, innit? And I can just tell. I'm not really good at albums by name. But like, I know this, that the singles, and I could tell that it's from an earlier album or a later album. Yeah, even though I don't actually remember the name of the album.
Yeah,
that's what I'm kind of. That's what I'm kind of like. I'm like.
Yeah.
With these.
Yeah,
these,
no man. These I think we touched on a few good things today. It was a good episode. Someone, I'm at. You know me today. I wasn't on record. You see, before a few hours before, I was
guys,
in pain.
Guys, another one again. My guy was not really. He was gonna actually record another day because he's really actually in pain. So for that reason, please like this video and subscribe. And if you haven't, please hit the subscribe button.
Sympathy likes.
Sympathy likes. Sympathy subscriptions, but make it a permanent subscription. Not
yeah, because this guy's got a thing about subscribing. Guys, some people subscribing. I'm subscribing a few weeks later.
Oh no! I just
I was in pain.
Do you know what? We're on the road to 100. I keep forgetting. We're on the road to 100 subscribers. First 100 subscribers. The views have been great. We're just trying to get the subscribers first to 100. That'll be nice. Try and do that before the end of the year. Do you think we'll get to 100 before the end of the year?
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay. Was anything else?
Nah, man. I think that's all, man. That's all, yeah. So man, I'll do the thing. You do the outro. But yeah,
cool. Hey, thank you for listening, guys. Thank you.